chance. We are lying here all for the first time. You and I. What you do for me? Real life.
That's me singing this shit, by the way. Oh, this is my jam right here. I gotta let this ride. That's me singing that shit. What y'all know about this switch? I gotta let this ride. Come on.
Since we are lying here all for the first time, you and I.
You gotta be old school to fuck with something like this.
Show me what you do for me.
Oh, that's the jam. How's everybody doing, man? Welcome to another episode of Tariq Radio. I'm your host. I'm your gracious host. I am Tariq. Glad to have everybody tuning in, family. We are going to have a great conversation today, as we always do. When don't we ever have a great conversation? But what we're going to do, family, we're going to take a real quick commercial break. And I don't want y'all to move a muscle because we will be right back, so don't go nowhere.
Do you have any personal dating issues that you need addressed right now? Dating and life coach Mr. Locario will help you with his 30-minute game session. The Mr. Locario's 30-minute game session is a private one-on-one coaching session on the phone or through Skype. For 30 minutes, you'll get answers to any dating questions you have. To set up your 30-minute game session, go to MrLocario.com. That's MrLocario.com. MrLocario.com.
Yo, if you are a parent or if you are a teacher or if you're somebody who just values education, then you have to pre-order Gifted and Lit. Gifted and Lit is an animated DVD series that uses hip-hop to teach kids lessons in math, language arts, drug prevention, and much, much more. You need to check it out right now at giftedandlit.com. Pre-order right now at giftedandlit.com. What's up, family? If you make music and you're looking for experienced, no-nonsense audio engineers that can professionally mix and master your music, then check out my friends at LegendaryMix.com. With over 15 years in the music industry, their expertise is unmatched. LegendaryMix.com delivers professional music mixing and mastering for a great price with a very fast turnaround time. You can't beat that. Also, as a bonus, you sign up to the email list at LegendaryMix.com and you'll receive a discount link and a free music marketing ebook. So drop everything right now. Stop messing around. Go, call, or send a text to LegendaryMix.com at 347-565-5892 or send an email to music@legendarymix.com.
This is the Fortune 500 marketer, Musa Ali. Are you an entrepreneur looking to brand your business, or are you looking for ways to level up your own personal brand to create a larger reach? Well, join me in Oakland, California on February 10th, and I'll give you the secrets on how to build a multi-million dollar brand. To purchase tickets, go to universitybrand.eventbrite.com. Again, that's universitybrand.eventbrite.com. Spots are filling fast, so don't miss out on this opportunity to take your business and life to the next level.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Chris Man, everybody. And I got a brand new video game app out right now, everybody. It's called Crispy's Biscuits, everybody. And you can get the Crispy's Biscuits app right now on the iPhone Apple Store, everybody. And you can also get it on the Google Play Store, everybody. As a matter of fact, everybody, it was the number one game on Google Play all last week, everybody. The game is so exciting, everybody. There's 10 levels you can help me get through, everybody. Well, I'm dodging bottles of lotion, everybody. I'm dodging hair clippers, everybody. And I'm dodging taco meat, everybody. So get the Crispy's Biscuits game right now, everybody, at crispysbiscuits.com, everybody. Now I'm about to do my coon laugh, everybody.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting Battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You're now tuning into the king of game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
Yo, we are here. We are here. Thank you so much for tuning in, family. I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. Ready to chop it up with you guys. I hope you guys have your 1804 Hidden History of Haiti DVD. You can get that at 1804movie.com. And I hope you have Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. You get that at hiddencolorsfilm.com. Ladies and gentlemen, shout out to everybody in the YouTube chat room. We're broadcasting over YouTube live right now, so we're doing our thing. Shout out to everybody in Zimbabwe. I'm going to be in Zimbabwe in a couple of weeks. I'm visiting Zimbabwe. They're bringing me out there for some lectures and some screenings, and I'm very excited to go out there to vibe with the brothers and sisters in Zimbabwe. I've had a lot of things to say about what's happening in Zimbabwe, so it would be best, and I'm glad that I got the opportunity to come on out there and chop it up with the people firsthand. The people are very excited about me coming. I'm excited about going out there. So all my Zimbabwe family, y'all email me. Let me know what's up. Touch bases with me so I can know what else is popping out there. I want to do a lot of sightseeing. There's a lot of stuff I want to do out there. And y'all know where to email me, info@tariqelite.com. That is my email. So a lot of stuff we're going to talk about today. A few things I want to touch on in the news. Well, not really news, just on the social media sites. You know, the new movie on Black Panther, that's about to be released, I think, next month. Am I correct, people in the chat room? All my people in the chat room, isn't the Black Panther movie coming out next month? And what's interesting about that is Michael B. Jordan, he's one of the actors in the movie. They said, yes, it's going to be released. Michael B. Jordan is in the movie. It's interesting, and I don't know if this is, you know, if it's genuine hate or is this just a publicity stunt to drum up some more talk about the movie. But all of a sudden, right before the movie is released, Shea Butter Twitter, they're going on one of their little dragging, whiny rants about Michael B. Jordan dating white women. So a lot of Shea Butter Twitter, they were whining about that this week. And that happens usually when there's a black project that's about to be released. You know, this Shea Butter Twitter, they jump in the mix with some bullshit. And it always seems like it's manufactured by Zaddy. It's very interesting. You know, it's low-key they're trying to sabotage it. Same thing with Nate Parker. When Nate Parker came out with Birth of a Nation, it was the white supremacists and their Shea Butter minions. It was Shea Butter Twitter really doing all the pit bull work for white mommy and white Zaddy. And you know what's interesting with that? There was a story that was rehashed about Eartha Kitt. Now, y'all know Eartha Kitt, the late Eartha Kitt, the actress. She was in a whole bunch of movies. She was real big in the 1960s. She's a dancer, singer. She was the newer generation will know her from the Boomerang movie with Eddie Murphy. She was the older lady, Madam. What was her character? Was it Madam? What was the character? It was supposed to be a play on Madam C.J. Walker. Madam Eloise, right? It was Madam Eloise. Yeah, she was one of the Catwoman on Batman. Yes, Madam Eloise, Lady Eloise or something like that. Very talented lady, Lady Eloise. That was it, Lady Eloise. And y'all know Eartha Kitt said that Paul Newman, white actor, and James Dean, another white actor, back in the 1950s when they were at some dance studio, because she's a dancer and they would work at this dance studio, she said that they had a threesome. So both of these white dudes banged her. And she was talking about how it was one of the most romantic sexual experiences or whatever. Basically, they ran a train on her. This was during the Jim Crow era. So they ran a train on her like they did a lot of sisters back then. And what's interesting, she got a train ran on her. All right? That's what it is. Let's just stop. Let's not make it cute. She had a train ran on her. And Shea Butter Twitter is reposting all of this information with some yes girl, you go girl type shit. I love her, you go girl. They're trying to make it seem like it was some type of romantic thing to have a sister get a train ran on her in the Jim Crow era. That, unfortunately, that happened all the time. That wasn't romantic. You can try to spin this shit as much as you want to. And they had a train ran on it just like they did with a lot of sisters back then, unfortunately. You dig? See, we got to stop lowering the bar and try to make bullshit sound cute. We got a very bad habit of doing that. We try to make utter bullshit sound cute. We make bullshit sound cute. What's up, Gino, in the chat room? We try to co-sign bed winching and bed bucking, and we also co-sign a lot of fuckery, and that's what we're going to talk about on today's show. We're going to talk about fake fence sitters in black society. We like to sit on the fence between what is empowering and what is utter and complete fuckery. We like to sit on the fence about things that are supposed to elevate, and we sit on the fence with things that are supposed to keep us in a degenerative state. And we got a very bad habit of that. Now, again, admittedly, I like a little nigga shit every now and then. I like a little pinch of nigga shit. You know, living in a system of white supremacy, you become accustomed to that. And once you exercise that out of your system, you know, you still get a little hankering for it every now and then. And I like my nigga shit in very small increments. Very small increments. Just like a diet. Just like when you're trying to eat right, you might eat vegetable every now and then. You might eat fruit. You might eat raw foods. But every now and then, you want a honey bun. You ain't supposed to be eating them honey buns every day. But every now and then, you want a big-ass butter pecan ice cream sundae. Every now and then. So every now and then, I like a little nigga shit every now and then. But when we make it normal and we want to constantly sit on the fence with fuckery and empowerment, then we have problems. And then when people draw the line and make distinctive lines between what is fuckery and what is going to be empowering, a lot of people get bent out of shape. Because, see, a lot of times we like fuckery, but we like it quiet. We like the bullshit. We like the trash. We like the garbage, but we like it disguised so that we can enjoy it and pretend that it's not garbage. So if we just keep quiet about it, we can wallow in it. You understand? Everything in moderation. Everything in moderation. See, a lot of folks, even the so-called conscious people have this thing where they want to throw stones at the BET watching ratchet crowd. You know, the crowd of people who just are very open with the bullshit that they like. They like ratchetness. They like drinking lean. They like doing nigga shit. They just like smoking, partying, fucking, just complete nigga shit. And they're just open with it. There's no pretending. So there's a lot of so-called conscious people or so-called woke people who try to criticize that and act holier than thou when there are a lot of people who are supposed to be woke. They enjoy garbage and fuckery too. a lot of them enjoy garbage and fuckery too. And that brings us to this situation between me and quote unquote Dr. Umoist Bumpy Johnson, aka Papa. His words, he calls himself Papa, which is basically the Prince of Peach Cobbler. And yes, I'm still taking shots. Yes, I am. I'm still taking shots. This show is not going to be me dragging him anymore. I did two classic roasts. I did a part one and part two. Lighten that ass up. Unapologetically lighten him up. Unapologetically. Okay. And for those who don't know, some people might be confused. Some people are not confused, but understand this. The reason why I had to light him up and the clapback, and this is what it is. It's a clapback, and the clapback has gone viral. The clapback has gone viral. And the reason why, for years, as we know, Umar, and let's go back. For those who don't know who he is, if you are new to the game or whatever, Umar is somebody I put in my movie, you know, elevated this man, you know, gave him a shot, put him on the silver screen all around the world, helped him become known because he was a very articulate dude. But what happened, unfortunately, and as I said on my roast videos, he became the David Ruffin out of the group. And every group, unfortunately, there's that David Ruffin. There's the David Ruffin. There's that one person, the Eddie Kane Jr., who believes that it's all about him and everybody owes him because he's the voice of the group. And it's that person who can't take any kind of notoriety. Everything goes to their head. They're not used to people giving them praise. So when they do, they're so insecure. They buy into everything people do as far as giving them praise. Where when you're in the game, you understand that when people see you, they put extras on it. When people see folks in the public light, they put extras on it. People do that all the time. They see you and it's like, oh man, you're the great Tariq. You're the shit, man. I love you, man. You're the best. You're the greatest, man. I love you. And I'm like, oh, thank you, brother. And I know he's just excited to see me. He'll do the same shit for Gary Coleman if he saw him. God rest Gary Coleman. You dig? They'll do the same shit. They'll do the same shit for the next dude. They do the same thing. You know, you're excited to see somebody. And then you put extras on it when you see them. So, you know, that goes in one end out the other. You don't trip. You don't walk away from that like, damn, I'm the shit. No, that person's just excited to see you. You keep it pushing. But this brother was taking a lot of shots at me, and I let it slide for years. I took the high road for years. This man made real slick comments about me online and publicly, several times publicly, and nobody checked him on it. I let it slide, and he should have been checked on it, but you, those of you who heard him do these comments, none of you checked him. Those of you who heard him do these slick comments, nobody checked him. And this went on and on and on. And now, years after this guy's been exposed for a lot of fraudulent behavior, people are going in on him and people are looking at me like, hey, Tariq, are you going to defend him? No, I'm not, because I tried to defend him before and that didn't work out. He still insulted me. So I just took on a policy. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to let him deal with his own issues. And, you know, I'm not going to shit on him. More power to him. And as the years have gone on, more and more people are exposing him for being the fraud that he is. And I'm not saying anything. I'm just going to let people see what it is. Then it got to a point where he, and this is where the beef came in. And remember, I've said nothing about this dude. Actually, I talk good about him. Even though I know he's a fraud, I'm not going to say nothing because I'm going to let people find out on their own. And again, remember, nobody's saying anything to him for insulting me publicly when you know he was doing it. See, this is the problem I have. Because people thought it was cute. I took the high road for years. This man has this lectures where this man has made so many crazy comments about me, and nobody said, hey, man, you on some bullshit, dude. I should not have had to do anything. The community should have been on his ass. Somebody should have been like, hey, dude, Tariq kind of put you on. Not kind of. Tariq put you on. You don't need to be doing that. That's disrespectful. Now, I had some street cats say that, but I'm like, no, I don't want y'all. Nah, I don't want it to go there. I have had street dudes like, hey, what the fuck is that nigga's problem? I've had that, but I'm like, nah. And I ain't talking about phantom goons. I ain't talking about the imaginary goons that's on the phone and who ain't on the phone. The so-called woke community, I'm looking at them. I'm looking at the woke community. Looking at this nigga running around hollering about he's Papa and Tariq this and he's Papa. I'm Papa. Yeah, Papa the Prince of Pan Pizza. But nobody said nothing to him. And this is the problem. Because, see, people thought it was cute when he was making his little slick comments. He say something slick about me and it's all, come on now. Shh. You got a little chuckle out of the drama. You see, you got a little chuckle out of that drama. Ain't nobody said nothing. Understand this. This dude did it for years and just fuck shit and just lying about the school and lying about the money and lying about all this shit for years. And nobody really said nothing. And he has a reputation of attacking people. He attacked verbally Sarah Sutensetti, and I think Brother Polite verbally attacked him with all that bullying shit and talking at niggas like he's going to get at him. And a lot of cats back down over that. But remember, this dude's taking shots at me. I'm the nigga who put him on, and I'm the person who has spoken highly of him and elevated this dude to a certain level and put this man on television and movies, rather, in the international spotlight. And this man had the nerve to talk any type of greasy about me. Not only he never thanked me, he was on some shit where I owe him. And I wasn't looking for thanks at all. I just go ahead and do you. But the thing is, oh yeah, I'm not, I know about the action figures and cartoons. He's posting cartoons of himself because, you know, people do that. I mean, people gave me an action figure. You know, I don't be posting that shit up like, ooh, I'm a super nigga. No. I post that shit up as a joke. It's funny. The same people that made his action figure, that nigga be posting the shit like, Big Papa is going to come save the universe. He be buying into that shit. Somebody in the room saying Zaza Ali is taking shots. Let her live. Come on now. Y'all know I'm done with, I've said what I had to say about Zaza. Shout out to her. She's trying to get some shine. I made a reference to her the other day. She's trying to get her shine up. She's done. We're not going to resurrect her career is gone. We're not going to even resurrect her shit. All right. We're not going to resurrect her stuff. She's a complete non-factor. All right. She's salty. I think they brought her over to the UK. The promoters told me like five people showed up. I mean, she's done. She's done. And she knows she's done. She's just trying to get attention. Let her live. Don't bring that shit up in here. Don't bring that up in here. Anybody in here talking about her, my mods, get them out the room, okay? I've shown her paperwork already, so she's done. She was another one who didn't learn the 48 laws of power, law 19. No. Who you're dealing with. You got to know who you're dealing with. Don't get into it with the wrong person. That's a very important law. You don't get into it with the wrong person. So back to Dr. Umois, Papa, aka the Prince of Pound Cake. So he Umar's making these shots. He keeps making these shots, keeps taking these shots. Okay? and nobody's saying nothing, and I'm cool, and people keep asking me about all of these scandals he's in, and I'm deliberately not trying to get into it. I'm deliberately saying, hey, I don't want to be involved. But he's been so desperate to take a shot at me, open, just go all out on me because he's so fucking jealous. He's been so desperate, and he saw that as his opportunity. So on one of my shows a few weeks ago, I was actually defending him. I was telling people, hey, man, don't go after the man's license. As far as that other stuff, hey, I don't know. I'm not in it. Don't put my name in it. Because all of these articles coming out about his scams, they're putting my name in the article. So I said, hey, all y'all people writing about me and Umar, there's no me and Umar. That's him. Please don't put me in it. I don't want to be in that. Please don't put me in it. So after I did that, he put up a post talking about with a picture of me and a picture of Boyce just out the blue. And he was like, yeah, I've held my tongue long enough for these two. I'm going to go in on these two. So he's not talking about he about to go in on me. And family, right there is the last straw. That was the last straw for me. I said, fuck it. Bring that on. That was the last straw for me. Because I'm not going to sit around and just let this nigga run amok. I'm not going to let anybody run amok and then try to drag me after I've helped them. Everything they have, your daily bread comes from me helping you, and you know it. So I'm not going to sit back no more and be quiet. And shame on everybody else for not saying anything. Yep, people should have said something to him. And I kind of let people know, hey, man, that's why I was putting up the 48 laws of power. Get your boy. I said, yo, y'all better get this nigga. He doesn't know who he's fucking with. He don't know who he's fucking with. Y'all better get your boy. And see, y'all think it was cute, him taking his little shots, because he can take his shots and then you can go kick it and listen to my stuff, and then you can go to his preacher sermon, so you can kind of go back and forth if there's this underlying thing there. You dig? And I said, hey, yo, if you don't get him, I'm going to get him. So he made a broadcast talking about how his problem with me, if I'm not supportive, don't say nothing at all. Like, who in the fuck are you talking to? That was my whole thing. And he was on some shit like, Tariq should have defended me after all I did for Tariq. His whole thing is, I did Tariq a favor by making Hidden Colors hot. This is what he was saying. This big, dumpy, walrus-looking nigga got online, not only dissing me and throwing me under the bus, but threw everybody in Hidden Colors under the bus. He was talking some shit like, when you think of Hidden Colors, you don't remember nobody but me. You dig? So he's talking that type of shit. So that was the last straw. And nobody, y'all weren't checking him. Nobody was checking him saying that. Just disrespecting not Dr. Phil, Brother Kaba, Francis Cress Welsing, Scheherazade Ali. You're disrespecting some real heavyweights talking about you don't remember them. It's all about you. So when you say stuff like that and nobody's checking him, okay, it's time for the big dog to get on up here. And I'm not going to make this shit cute. So I started lighting his ass up. The roasts are classic. And when I started roasting, all of a sudden it's like, ooh, uh-oh. You're going too hard, Tariq. You're going too hard. All right, you won. Let it go. You're going too hard, dude. You going too hard on him. Don't do him like that. Because I went all the way in, tearing his ass up. All that tough talk, and I dare that nigga to do anything to me. Over and over, he made a video. So you say my name, I've been saying his name for shit a few days. He ain't gonna do shit. I'm not these other dudes. That old, you say my name, I'm going to get you. God damn it, come get me. So I've been lighting that ass up. But that's, this is, and I'm not going to just keep rehashing that. I'm just giving you a context for those who don't know. So the problem is, now that I've lit his ass up, put a lot of his shit out there, provided a lot of receipts showing how consistently fraudulent, how consistently deceptive, how much this dude is a damn liar, how much he is a fuckboy with receipts, how nasty he is, how much of a little nasty nigga he is, little herpy bumps on his mouth and all this old shit that I had to cover up in the movie. Now people are like, oh man, come on, y'all can't be doing this in public, brother. Now everybody wants to put their fucking koofy on. Now that I'm slicing and dicing, now it's, oh, come on, brother. Hold on, wait a minute now. Wait. Assalamu alaikum, brother. We can't be doing this. The white man is looking at us, brother. The white man is looking at us laughing, brother. Y'all sound stupid as shit talking that. Talking that the white man is laughing at us. They laughing at you anyway. You get hurt, they laughing at you. Your kids get hurt, they're laughing at you. You get beat up, they're laughing at you. You get arrested, they're laughing at you. I ain't living for their interpretation of me. So who gives a damn? That's plantation talk. And all this old stuff. Come on, brother, don't do that. Y'all doing the most. Y'all the leaders. Now, y'all know good and well, I ain't never said I'm a damn leader of nothing. See, the thing is, y'all want us to be on the straight and narrow while you wallow in bullshit. No. And another thing that I really had a problem with all that, well, both of y'all are tripping. Dr. Umar and Tariq, both of y'all are tripping. Both of y'all are doing too much. Both of y'all, that both of y'all talk. Have y'all noticed that? All that both of y'all talk after they sit up and let this nigga run his damn mouth and talk crazy year after year. Now when I shut it down, is both of y'all need to stop. So where's that both of y'all coming from? You know why? You know where that both of y'all shit is coming from? You know where the both of y'all is coming from? See, the thing is, when I start slicing and dicing, it's not going to be on no subliminal, no undergirding type of shit. It's not going to be that where I'm talking slick, making these little slick, vague comments. It's not going to be that. I'm making a definitive comment. I'm making some definitive statements. I'm bringing some definitive receipts and some definitive facts showing you that this dude is an unequivocal fraud. I'm showing you that this nigga is an unequivocal fuckboy. I'm showing you there's not going to be a question in your mind once I'm done lighting his ass up. Now you know this is a damn fraudulent fuckboy. The line is drawn in the sand. And that's the problem that people have. So now that it has been determined and I brought the receipts and you can't even argue that this nigga's not a fuckboy fraud at this point. Some of y'all see, you knew it already, but now that it's been just revealed in such great detail, now you can't go to his sermons and pretend no more, because now you're going to look bad. So now at this point, people who go to Umar's sermons now, you look stupid at this point. When you go to his sermons, because he's a traveling preacher, knowing the information you have on this dude, knowing that he has a history of being fraudulent, it ain't about nobody being jealous. When you go to his events at this point and you know this nigga's get down, you look stupid now. You look like a dumbass cult follower. You just look like some kind of brainwashed Negro at this point, sitting up here at this nigga's sermon, and you know he's lying to you over and over again. This nigga be having fake phone calls. This nigga be cupcaking with strippers and lying about what he's gonna do. Just over and over again. So now when you know this and you still sitting up in his lecture talking about you better go, Papa, now you look dumb. Because I've drawn the line in the sand. So that's the problem that you have. Now it's, come on, Tariq. Both of y'all. Come on, man. Both of y'all need to stop. The fuck you mean both of us need to? I need to stop telling the truth about this nigga? I need to stop this dude from defrauding people and lying nonstop? I need to stop bringing it on out there in the forefront and lighting his ass up and letting you know he ain't going to shut me down with that bullying and I'm all the way with the shits. I need to stop. That's what I need to stop. I need to stop making a fake environment for you to go wallow in and enjoy your bullshit and enjoy your church sermon that makes you feel good for an hour or so. And then you go back to the same situation you were in. See, you can't use that. Well, Tariq just mad because he's jealous. I ain't jealous of a nigga living in and out of a goddamn hotel. See, that's the thing. Like I said earlier, people, we have a tendency of trying to make degeneracy and a negative thing look positive. See, Umar goes around scraping up every dollar he can get because that's his only source of income, but he'll try to spend it. I'm the most requested scholar in the world. I'm the most requested scholar in the world because I'm a descendant of Melba Moore. I'm a descendant of Isaac Hayes. I'm a descendant of Bill Vereen. So he runs that bullshit to try to justify why he's in and out of Motel 6 hotels around the country, and then y'all buy some of that bullshit. No, traveling nonstop, scraping up money, is nothing fly about that. There's nothing fly about that. There's nothing fly about living in and out of musty ass hotels, scraping up every little dollar, going to every little nook and cranny to pick up a dollar. That ain't fly. You can try to spend it as much as you want. I like when I go on tour, I like doing it for a real short period of time. That shit is not fun. It ain't fun. I'm staying in 5-star hotels and that shit ain't fun. Just going in and out of the cities and going. That shit ain't fun after a while. You want to get it in and get it out. You want to stop. That's not fun. Don't let nobody fool you. It's not fun. That nigga ain't happy sitting up there in a damn musty hotel with roaches and shit. Tricking on what little money he got. Going to these little cities doing lectures at coffee shops and all this shit. No. But he runs that game. And you got to be on top of your game to see it. So understand, don't holler at me about slicing this nigga because I made a situation where you can no longer be fake. You can't go sit up under him, skinning and grinning, knowing the information that I exposed. So now you can't sit on the fence. You're going to have to make a decision. And the thing is, all of a sudden, everybody tries to get on this whole holier-than-thou bullshit, which is real corny. And a lot of folks, you know, and I'm used to the people hopping on YouTube trying to make their response videos. Hi, my name is Dara. I like to respond to Umar and Tariq thing. Both of them need to quit. I mean, shut up, nigga. Shut up. It's just niggas trying to get hits. These niggas are leeching and parasiting off of it. They're trying to get traffic to their sites. Another thing, people are on this. Y'all supposed to be woke and conscious, man. You Malcolm X and them, they never had beef. And come on, man, y'all got to be better than that. Y'all, shut the fuck up. Please shut y'all stupid asses up talking that. Y'all sound dumb. Understand, the quote unquote conscious people or black leadership, I would just say black prominent people, prominent black people, because what leadership? Your leaders get shot down, so and nobody's retaliating. Prominent black people, historically, they have always had public beefs. They would air shit out. They would air other people out. That's nothing new. Get off that dumb shit where we can't call out fuckery. Marcus Garvey would call out the fuckery of W.E.B. Du Bois. Marcus Garvey would constantly call that out. Let's go to Malcolm X. Malcolm X would call out people's fuckery all the time. Thurgood Marshall, Malcolm X would go in on Thurgood Marshall. Thurgood Marshall would go in on him. Don't get it twisted. And what's interesting, the same shit that Dr. Umoyes say about me, which he's the Thurgood Marshall in this thing. He tries to pretend that he's the Malcolm X, but he's just another Thurgood Marshall. Another phony, because remember, Thurgood Marshall was he wasn't as genuine as you thought. Thurgood Marshall was an informant. He was an informant for the FBI, by the way. So he had a public face, but he was another fraudulent person. Malcolm was a real deal. He wasn't a fraud at all. But Umar comes from the lineage of the Thurgood Marshalls, the frauds in the black community who tried to act like they were down. But Thurgood Marshall would say the same shit about Malcolm X. Thurgood Marshall would openly criticize Malcolm X, talking about, don't listen to Malcolm X. He's just a pimp. Malcolm X is just a pimp. Don't listen to Malcolm X. Ain't that what Dr. Umois, a.k.a. the Prince of Popcorn Shrimp, ain't that what he be saying about me? You dig? Ain't that what he be saying about me? Same thing. But hell, even recent, not recent, but in the 90s, Dr. John Henry Clark, I mean, he would go in on people publicly. He went in on Skip Gates, on another scholar. He said Skip Gates was a professional white ass kisser. He went in. Not only that, hell, Dr. John Henry Clark went in on Farrakhan. Dr. John Henry Clark went in on Minister Farrakhan too. Heavy. Heavy. So the thing is, that's nothing new. Calling out people that you have a disagreement with, that's not new in any society. Hell, even in the dominant white society, hell, the alt-right, they going in on each other all the time. Ben Shapiro's, they be going in on Richard Spencer. They have infighting that's open too, because they want to clear out the bullshit. They want to clear out who's not fully on the right page, on the right agenda. They want to clear that out. Hell, look at Donald Trump and Steve Bannon. That was Steve Bannon, his right-hand man. They're going at it right now. They both have white supremacist agendas, but they're going at it literally right now. See, y'all Negroes out there who's on that church mentality, y'all like sitting up being fake forever. It's good to weed out the dissenters within your community. That's a good thing. You're going to thank me later, all of y'all. Ooh, y'all need to just talk it out. Just talk it out, whole hand. Y'all need to get on the phone and just talk it out. Shut the fuck up. Nobody's getting on no phone. We talking about a nigga who's finessed hundreds of thousands of dollars, and we want to get on the phone and talk about what? You let this nigga finesse you out of hundreds of thousands of dollars for some imaginary school that's never getting built. He just pushed the date back again. I think earlier in 2007, he said the school was going to be out in 2018. Now he put up a post talking about it's going to be 2019. Oh, the shit is just going to get pushed back indefinitely. You dig? So there's always been a weeding out of people in societies who were not on the right page, or people who got on the wrong path. See, black folks, see, we got that church mentality, and I'm talking about certain black folks, that church crowd, and that's basically the people that Umar panders to, that church crowd. That's why he has most of his lectures in churches, and he carries it out like it's a church sermon. That's why he does all that screaming. I'm a descendant of Wheezy Jefferson. I'm a descendant of Keith Sweat. I'm a descendant of George Bush. I'm a descendant of Martin Luther King. I'm a descendant of Emmanuel Lewis. You know, he does all that yelling. That reminds you of church. You dig? That reminds you of church. But it's that mentality where you're supposed to follow the reverend to your death. That's that Jim Jones cult mentality. And I talked about this on Instagram the other day. Back in the 70s, you had this white guy, this white reverend from the Bay Area. I think he was from the Bay, but he was Jim Jones, not the rapper Jim Jones. We're talking about the original Jim Jones. He was the leader of the, I think it was called the People's Temple. And Jim Jones had a congregation, and a lot of folks don't know that most of the people in his congregation were black. most of the people in Jim Jones' congregation were black. And he took a bunch of people down to Guyana, South America, at a commune. He sold this whole idea. Guys, we're going to go. We got to get away from this government and this society. We're going to go live in our own society, in our own heaven, folks. We're going to live away from crime. We're going to live away from drugs. We're going to live in this utopia society. And black folks love that type of shit. Black folks love that. And he promoted this jungle society down in Guyana. A bunch of black folks moved down there with him. You know that, you see what that sounds like? I'm going to take you away from everything. I'm going to build this society. I'm going to build this institution that we can all get away from. And it's just going to be the best thing since sliced bread. You know what that sounds like? That sounds like I got a school that I'm going to build. The Frederick Douglass Marcus Garvey School is going to be the greatest school ever. We're going to have flying saucers. We're going to have leprechauns. We're going to have, at my school, we're going to have flying unicorns. We're going to have everything. We're going to fly you to Narnia. We're going to fly you, and you're going to have magic power. You know, he's pumping that bullshit ass school up that ain't never going to happen, and he's overselling it. You see, that's the thing with when you're trying to finesse people with that church cult mentality, you got to sell them on some type of utopia that they have to invest in. You have to sell them on some kind of utopia that they have to invest in. And once they got that investment in, then you start finessing. So Jim Jones, back in the 70s, took all these black people down to Guyana. Now, there was a lot of fuckery going on down there. There were some reporters that came down there and ended up getting killed. So the feds and everybody else was going to come on down there and swoop in, and it was the end for Jim Jones. It was about to be the end for him. And Jim Jones, for a while before it led up to that, he was losing his mind, but nobody would say nothing. He was acting crazy. Nobody would say nothing. You see that pattern? He was already acting funny, acting weird, but nobody would say nothing. So when the heat was on and they were about to come down there and get him, he said, okay, if I'm going down, let me just take everybody else down with me. Everybody, let's all drink cyanide lace Kool-Aid, and let's all end it all together. So he had Kool-Aid laced with cyanide, and he had his congregation take the Kool-Aid, and most of them were black. These were mostly black people. Some people said that they were forced to take the cyanide or whatever, but there were some people who survived, which were a few white ones. The white ones, quote unquote, didn't drink the Kool-Aid. That's where we get that term from. Hey, yo, don't drink the Kool-Aid, meaning don't drink the poison Kool-Aid. Don't go along with the crowd. You stand out, because going along with the crowd can be detrimental to your life. So there was a couple of white people who were smart enough to not drink the damn Kool-Aid. But black folks, we will follow them people who preach that bullshit. We'll follow them to the death, knowing that they're acting crazy, they're acting weird. Now, some people say that Jim Jones was CIA. That is a possibility. There's a lot of funny style stuff that was going on with that dude. There was some funny style stuff going on with that dude. But that's the thing. We can't have that mentality where we're just going to follow somebody because they're preaching some shit that sounds good, but they're acting weird. They're acting strange. They're acting pipish. They're lying. They're being deceptive. But we're just supposed to follow them because they say something that makes me feel good. We got to charge that to the game. And when I say something and draw the line, and I'm going to make shit real practical, don't come to me talking about both of y'all tripping. No. Your ass is tripping because you don't want to hear the damn truth, because you want to sit on the fence. It's time for us to get our asses off the fence. If we're going to be about empowering, be about empowering. If you want to sit up and let a motherfucker yell and scream and sell you make-believe shit that ain't going to never happen, well, sit your ass over there. Don't come over here with your bullshit, because I don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear it. We're going to have to draw that line. Look, did I bring dude out here and present them to you? Yes, I did. That was my mistake. I have to charge that nigga to the game, because it ain't the same. Certain people and certain things you got to charge to the game when it is no longer working for the greater good of society. And certain people too. There's certain people who change. People change. Sometimes people are cool. Like Umar, when I first met him, he was a cool, humble dude. Cool, humble dude. But you never know how people are when they get a little money or when they get a little notoriety. You never know. So certain things will make people change and just make some shit fucked up in them, or it will just bring out a fucked up energy that was already there. And that's usually the case. That brings out a fucked up energy that was already there. You dig? So certain people, they were cool, but then you got to charge them. Just like certain people online. There's people online that I thought were cool. I found out they were bullshit. So I don't fuck with them. Don't co-sign them. A lot of times I don't diss them, because there's a lot of folks who try to say shit to get me to diss them so they can get attention. There's a couple of people out there now. You know who they are. There's certain female commentators who just keep saying little shit so I can acknowledge them so they can get attention, because I don't really fuck with them. She knows who she is, and y'all know who she is. And there's dudes out here who, former hustlers, former street, well, not, I won't say plural, it's singular. It's, you know, just saying little shit for attention so I can acknowledge them. It's just real, it's corny at this point. Certain people change, and you just have to charge them to the game. Somebody said Umar is the Prince of Papa John's. K. Newt said that, not me. Shout out to K. Newt. But family, again, it's time to stop sitting on the fence. Don't come to me talking about both y'all need to chill, both y'all need to do this. No, you, who's ever thinking like that, you need to come to the realization that you like sitting up listening to known liars at this point, because I ain't co-signing them. I'm not co-signing them for you. So you're going to have to make a decision. Do you want to empower yourself in your community, or do you want to listen to a nigga who's finessing you, but it sounds good that he's finessing you? And let's be real. A lot of folks, most folks ain't fucking with dude no more, and rightfully so, and they ain't been fucking with him for a long time. But a lot of people were fucking with him because they thought I was cool with him, and I'm not. And there was a lot of people who were just fucking with him because they just like hearing that bullshit. It sounds cool. But again, if you want to fuck with that, and you sometimes people like folks lying to them, that's cool. If you like people lying to you, knock yourself out. But do not come over here to me talking about who we need to sit down with. We need to talk. We need to work it out. We need to flesh it out. It ain't about that. It ain't about sitting at the table with every goddamn body. It's not about sitting at the table with people who we know are detrimental. It's not about forgiving niggas while you know they're finessing on the low. It's all about weeding out bullshit so we can grow. Other communities, you never see people in the dominant white society talking about, me and this person, we need to sit down and weed it out after they done some shit that ain't about white and white supremacy. For example, you have people like Jane Elliott. She's the white woman who speaks out against white supremacy. You never hear anybody talking about how all the people who don't like her just need to sit down and talk it out. Now, she's persona non grata as far as the white supremacist society. They don't have that let's chop it up and work it out mentality when it comes to somebody who's not about strengthening white supremacy. It's about making them go over there and sitting their ass down somewhere. You dig? But y'all sit up here and y'all want to have these conversations and try to work it out with Papa, a.k.a. the Prince of Pecan Pie, and let him yell and scream all that bullshit, and you back in church again. Y'all like that church mentality, and we got to get off that. You dig? But it's time to elevate. It's time for all of us to move forward. Sometimes we get people among us who are on the bullshit. We got to weed them out and charge it to the game and keep on moving and not get butt hurt and start belly aching about it. It is what it is. I said what I had to say unapologetically. I said what I had to say, and I meant every word of what I had to say about dude. I stand on that like a rock. I wouldn't change one word. There's a lot of shea butter media making their little comments, trying to jump in the fray. And shout out to everybody who got in News One's ass for making their little slick comments. You dig? Somebody said, the Prince of Pulled Pork. I'm a descendant of Tootie from Facts of Life. Anyway, y'all, let me get up out of here, man. That's been today's episode of Tariq Radio, family. Everybody, y'all need to go to 1804movie.com. Check out the film, 1804 Movie. Real good game. All you people watching right here live on YouTube, subscribe to the channel. Subscribe to my channel. You dig? Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. Go to TariqElite.com to get some of that fresh gear. Got some more fresh gear coming for the new year. Got some more fresh gear coming for the new year, so you guys stay tuned to that. I'm going to see you guys on Ustream this Sunday.